Has anyone else noticed the funk of 50,000 years about the place this week?
Oh, sorry. Yeah, that was me. I heated up some fish pie in the microwave earlier.
What about all the lurching about the place? There's a lot of that going on today.
Ah, well, the mag boot system's been in the blink all day. It's a side effect of last week's infrastructure failure.
Well, I'm a little worried about Mr. Dusty. He's been wearing a cape and saying, "Give me your blood," in a cheerful voice all day.
I think Dead Meat seconded him to the station phlebotomist team. Something about Nurse Wyeth needing donations in case of medical emergency.
Yeah, but I think stocks of, "Oh, get the fuck off me, you horrible homicidal walking dustbin," aren't low at the moment. Even if they were, there's no way I'm letting him near me with a hypodermic. Last time he did that, he said sharp scratch and took my bloody arm off.
Doesn't look like it did you any harm.
Well, Nurse Wyeth reattached it for me. Look, what's the treat now?
I'm not sure that's approved GSL.
Well, it's dialectical GSL. It's Galwegi for, "I suggest you go for a walk over there, a long way over there."
Right. Before some wayward trucker starts sprouting hair in all the wrong places and developing a taste for radio presenter, it's time for the headlines.
The Hudson who wouldn't let go.
Explorers rejoice as non-pilots Federation pilots given a dose of Valium.
Googleplex fine perplexes Hutton, but Alvin insists it's all fine.
"Oh, sheet," says Vantayun.
Hutton looks forward to spreading.
And I look at the bits where we've spread entirely too far already. Well, we thought we'd do a proper article about this, but it's Hutton, and as I'm the apology officer and it's my job to apologise for things, I'm stamping it with a no apology necessary stamp. Here we go. "Oh Hudson, how long did you stay, clinging and clawing in your suit of dull grey? With ironclad fingers and limpet-like grip, you seized spoons and napkins, not letting them slip. Through cycle and cycle you grimly held on, with your thumbs in the desk and from dusk until dawn. Though winter's knocked loudly, it's my turn," you'd shout. "You dug in your heels and squeezed her right out. But now in the stillness we hear the soft sound, a whimper, a whisper, no cheering around. You didn't go boom with a federal cheer, you just crept out the back with a sulky old sneer. For ages you rule from Olympus on high, with Earth and Mars both locked under your eye. Holding the office, never leaving your home, but gone now at last, a despot dethroned. But we know Hudson won't simply depart, he'll skulk in the shadows, still scheming at heart. Jerome's now his puppet, a political farce. With Winters in charge, you can kiss Alvin's feet, you rotten corrupt oaf. Anyway, if that wasn't clear, feck off, you old bastard, we're glad to see the back of you. And President Winters, if you fancy a mug of gin and a nice chat, you know where we are. Oh, and Jerome, we know you're tapping our phones, and we do hope you like the 12-hour reading of the collective works of Alan Stroud."
The road to the release of the Mandalay has been more turbulent than Cecil in control of a malfunctioning SCO drive after a bucket of gin. The launch was pushed back not once, but several times, and for good reason. Last week's intended launch was abruptly halted when security forces across the galaxy developed an intense taste for combat, shifting from mildly annoying to galactic-level Chuck Norris, seemingly overnight. Ah, trick-or-treaters. Sources close to the Pilots Federation reported that NPC forces, more about that later, under the influence of mysterious upgrades, began taking combat to a terrifying new extremes, whether it was skill-based, equipment-based, or simply the result of an ill-advised NPC pub crawl featuring Gurr's beer and the galaxy-wide bar brawl, the NPCs were reportedly attacking commanders like Hutton truckers fighting over every cubicle except Cubicle 3. It's a matter of life or death, or undeath. Excuse me. What? No, 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 you can't. That's my chocolate. Get off it. No. Right. Following the attempted reschedule, cut short after security forces sent around another round of Mandalay test pilots to the rebuy screen, the Federation delayed the Mandalay once more to today, opting to send NPCs back for retraining. Reports indicate that the goal was to turn these wannabe space warriors from Bruce Lee to Lee Mack. Or, at the very least, teach them that not every encounter needs to end with a railgun to the hull. Rumours of mandatory safety handshakes and verbal restraint modules in NPC combat protocols remain unconfirmed. The Mandalay ship itself was quietly released this afternoon for those with enough arcs, with early adopters quickly confirming that it's quite good. With NPCs finally dialed down to tolerable levels, commanders can now explore the galaxy with slightly less fear of spontaneous, over-the-top NPC aggression when returning home to hand over all those samples. A few sprigs of space luther, and that icky stuff that was stuck to the landing gear. As a point of order, the original label, Non-Pilots Federation Pilots, or NPFPs, was coined with good intentions but quickly met with resistance from the commanders who pointed out that trying to pronounce it sounded like somebody choking on their flight helmet. Attempts at saying NPFP in casual conversation led to tongue-twisting disasters, prompting some of them to dub them Non-Pronounceable Fleet Pilots. Thus, Pilots Federation opted for NPC, short, snappy, and mildly incomprehensible. Now, NPC is universally understood as shorthand for Non-Pilots Federation Pilots, although some cheekily insist it stands for Not Properly Calibrated Pilots instead.
In an unprecedented financial smackdown, Galnet News has reportedly fined Hutton Orbital Radio News a Googleplex credits, some so vast that the concept of paying it off has been deemed theoretically impossible until at least the next Big Bang. The penalty comes in response to Hutton's relentless habit of pre-publishing the news, often weeks in advance, leading to what Galnet's attorneys describe as irreparable credibility damage every time Galnet prints a story that Hutton already covered with a punchline, no less. "We're tired of it," remarked Galnet's official spokesperson, Commander Ben D. Influence. "How are we supposed to report on recent events when Hutton's already predicted them, dissected them, and sold commemorative mugs?" The fine, an amount literally no one can imagine, is so extreme that the Galnet's accountants reportedly had to create a hypothetical credits column in the books to account for the sheer size of the debt. Economic analysis speculate that if Hutton Orbital were to start paying back at a trillion credits a second, they'd only just make a dent by the time the universe folds in on itself. Hutton's response: "If they're so worried about our accurate predictions, they're welcome to tune in every Thursday," said an unnamed Hutton insider. "For a Googleplex of credits, we'll even throw in a mug." To clarify for commanders scratching their heads over Googleplex, this fine has nothing to do with Google, the now defunct ancient search engine. While Googleplex might sound like the search engine's luxury headquarters full of free snacks and beanbags, a Googleplex is actually a mathematical monster of a number, 10 raised to the power of a Google. And for those still following along, a Google is 10 raised to the power of 100. One with 100 zeros trailing behind it, like an overexcited beluga liner. So a Googleplex is a one with a Google zeros after it. Write it out, and if you run out of space faster than a sidewinder in a black hole, trying to visualise this astronomical sum will make your Remlock visor fog up. Even the atoms in the universe aren't enough to jot down all those zeros.
Reports have surfaced that Hutton's security teams are demanding an official apology from the apology officer after a series of anti-scare measures went slightly awry, resulting in some rather unfortunate misunderstandings. In one incident, Commander Van Tayun found himself under arrest for impersonating a spectre, after stumbling out of his quarters with a duvet draped over his head. He claims he was simply attempting the age-old feat of putting the duvet back in its cover. "It got away from me," he explained, though Hutton security evidently thought he was more wraith than weary. Meanwhile, Amelia Hawke found herself fined for vampiric tendencies. It wasn't until Hutton scientists ran several tests on the suspicious red stains on her shirt that they identified the substance as Chango sauce, a key ingredient in Hutton's plasma hot wings, along with a small trace of chicken. Hawke is said to be delighted that the sauce now comes with complimentary apology and, as an added bonus, immunity from garlic-based condiments. Then there was the matter of Mike Rochburns, who was accused of terrifying children at Hutton Primary after reportedly stuffing a pumpkin onto his head. He still insists that it was a festive fright, that it wasn't a festive fright, but rather was an unfortunate response to his new aftershave. "I wasn't trying to scare anyone, it just, you know, reacted, what with the swelling and the fully colour change." Next was Commander Wotherspoon's ill-advised attempt at Centauri hair tonic. The tonic, known for enhancing follicular ferocity, left Wotherspoon looking more like a wild and mildly confused werewolf. Or as the local witnesses dubbed him, "Where the fuck are we, wolf?" Security teams were dispatched after reports of a hairy figure prowling the corridors and howling at vending machines. Wotherspoon has since agreed to avoid using unregulated tonics. Beetlejuice, on the other hand, was seen in possession of what appeared to be a suspiciously large broomstick. After a thorough investigation, it was discovered she was actually wielding a number 50 paintbrush, mistakenly ordered while prepping for her latest mural. Unfortunately, her habit of brandishing it like a wand did little to dispel rumours that she'd taken to the skies. Security cleared her of unauthorised broomstick use, but warned her that levitating on a ladder might still raise eyebrows. The apology officer has issued a formal statement.
"To all commanders, we apologise for any frightful inconveniences during this Halloween season. We would like to remind everyone that glowing hair tonic, gummy limbs and suspicious paintbrushes require prior approval next year."
The latest update from the Pilots Federation promises humanity the chance to plant its flag on distant stars and new worlds, much like a determined chef spreading a thick layer of cream cheese on a very, very large galactic bagel. And naturally, who better to dive into the galaxy-wide cream cheese conquest than the Hutton Truckers? With the new colonisation mechanics, commanders from Hutton Orbital have already mobilised to assist minor factions in establishing strongholds across uninhabited systems, in aiming to bring a little homegrown Hutton charm, and perhaps a few well-placed gin stills, to the farthest reaches of space. Using the trusty Type 9s, Python Mark 2s and even the occasional Sidewinder with extra cargo strapped to its hull, the truckers are prepared to haul essentials across the galaxy, from construction materials to Hutton mugs and everything in between. Rumour has it that Lael Wolf herself has commissioned a strategic bagel team, tasked with analysing every new system, identifying prime expansion spots and ensuring that each outpost has the basic amenities, oxygen repair kits and Hutton's very own Chango sauce. In a rare statement, Lael said, "As the galaxy becomes one big bagel, it's our job to make sure it's a well-spread one. No patchy humanity, please." Some commanders caught up in the expansion frenzy have already begun plans to seed a network of Hutton Orbital truck stops across the galaxy. Each will offer weary travellers a place to top up fuel, share a cup of gin and trade tall tales from the frontier. "It's all more than just taking territory," explained Commander Wang Kerr. "It's about bringing a little slice of Alpha Centauri's finest all the way out to Colonia and beyond." There are rumours that King Hanky, formerly of Colonia but he's now left as it smells bad, is considering chopping in all his carriers for one of the big new big colonisation carriers to establish a new home away from home for chest-loving colonial refugees. Of course, every great expansion needs a proper send-off. To that end, Hutton Radio is planning an all-night broadcast marathon playing Don't Stop Believing on loop as commanders set off to map unclaimed star systems. So whether you're spreading cream cheese on a galactic bagel or simply stocking up on snacks for the journey, remember, this is Hutton and we've got humanity covered. One jump at a time. And what's more, we're doing it in a Cobra Mark V.
Oh, hang on, there's the door. No, look, don't have any sweets. Yeah, well, I'm not going to share them with you, they're flossies. So, you know, no trick, no treat, it's all trick. Sorry. Oh, right. Welcome back to the Hutton BGS bit, where we pick the lock in the Hutton Situation Room, sneak in while they're not looking, and steal all their biscuits. Speaking of which, we have expanded into LHS 200, which is already occupied by the EDF. But because we're nice people, we will not beat them up and steal all of their stuff. The only system over our preferred influence limit of 60% this week is WISE, 0855-0714, which is sitting at 68%. If you're looking for systems with a boom state, well, there's loads of them. I count 11 this week, and I couldn't possibly list them all here. You sure? Well, okay then. They are Epsilon Eridani, Wolves 359 and 562, 36 of Yuchi, Alpha Centauri and Barnard Star, which are both recovered from the infrastructure failure, the Hagco, Kokari, PSPF LF2, Ross 671 and Stein 2051. There's an outbreak in Ross 47, but it's EDF, so let's all move on with our lives. And to be honest, that's it, apart from one thing. What does it all mean? Well, if you want to truck it, then truck it to one of those systems I just mentioned. Don't make me read the list again. If you want to shoot it, then listen to Volcaris' bit in the banter, and he'll tell you what to shoot, how much to shoot it, and what to shoot it with. And that's it for this week's Hutton BGS bit. Ah, okay, now they've TP'd outside of the studio. Look, next time, remind me to hand out the laxatives.